We heard Joe telling when I was in Chicago about the night you fell off the motorbike.
In a cold kind of a condition the same morning. Although the way Joe told the story in Chicago, one would think that we were after leaving a pub, but it was a long time previous to that that we left the pub. We had travelled about 60 miles at the time, but the conditions were treacherous. And although Joe, nothing would frighten Joe on the back in the pillion. And he says, well, when she'd given old skid in the road, what she started in the old waltz and again.
The bike.
But she never came down. We were coming around in a county meet, this is Trimacare, and about 2.5 miles from Trimacare. But we didn't get a second's notice. We went into a patch of ice. So Joe didn't exaggerate when he said, when we were looking for each other, you know, that we skidded along the road. And I looked back at it and I saw the old bike, engine conked out, and the lamp shining down towards the road. So I said, the old bike is having a bit of a hug with the road anyway. The lamp never got as near to the surface before. There was no bones broken anyway, thanks be to God. No damage done to the bike, only a little air lever broken. And the accordion, of course, was put flying out in front of us, you know. And lucky that we did have a timber case. So Joe said that he examined the accordion and he felt that the reeds had slipped, you see. But he had his own way of fixing it, and it was an ordinary bar of soap would do the job anyway. It didn't have to be cried glue or cask or cascamite or anything, but an ordinary bit of soap will do, is it? So I think that you think we were playing at a leak the next night, you see, the Cayley Band at the time there. That was my mission down to Joe to collect. I met him at Christmas and I said, will you come up? We have a few old dances.
Well, that was around
1951. It was the 12th of January of 1951 of a Saturday night. Well, it'd be Sunday morning, really, if we got the time.
Right. Well, look, we'll have a few tunes anyhow. Joe Cooley and Joe Leary, and we'll...